Okay, good evening. It is a rainy night outside, but I think we'll go ahead. If someone comes in, more people come in, then we'll add them to the list if they wish to speak. I want to welcome everybody to the October 16th, 2019 meeting of the King County Charter Review Commission. King County's charter requires a citizen commission every 10 years to recommend items we think should be changed in the county's charter. We have been meeting since August of 2018 and have completed a draft set of recommendations. We will have a short presentation on those draft recommendations in a minute, and then we will reserve the rest of this meeting for your comments about the draft. In addition to today's meeting, we also have two more scheduled public hearings. Tomorrow at Federal Way City Hall and October 23rd at the King County Council Chambers. These meetings are your opportunity to tell us how we did in making our draft recommendations. After these public hearings, the commission will reconvene to finalize our report with the goal of transmitting it to the county council by the end of the year. So we have a short presentation before we begin the public comment period. It's about the process and our recommendations from county staff. And Patrick Hamacher will be making the presentation tonight. And if you're ready, we'll go ahead.
Thank you, Commissioner Miller. Good evening, everyone. The PowerPoint is projected on the screen. There are also copies of it on the back table as well. And as you noted, Commissioner Miller, the presentation is going to be a brief overview of the process, but really the focus is going to be on the recommendations that the commission has made. So as you noted, the Charter Review Commission is a citizen commission that is tasked with once every 10 years reviewing the county charter and making recommendations to the county council on what, if any, changes should be made to the charter. And it seems that our PowerPoint does not want to cooperate. There we go. So the charter is the county's constitution. It lays out the structural framework how the county government is laid out and set up. It is not kind of the nuts and bolts of how county government operates. Those types of instructions or guidelines and rules are contained in the county code. So the county charter is this: how the government is set up, the separation of powers, the different branches of government, those types of issues. How the government actually operates is contained within the county code. Sharon, can you just operate this for me? I do not know why it's not working. The commission was originally comprised of 23 commissioners. It is the citizen commission made up primarily of non-elected officials. It is a periodic check-in for members of the public to review the county operations and make recommendations to the council about what items should be placed before the voters for a change. The county charter has just this past year celebrated its 50th anniversary. This is the sixth charter review process that has gone forward. The next slide is a timeline since the adoption of the charter. And besides the additional charter review commissions that are listed on this, I just wanted to point out that one of the major structural changes of county government happened in 1992 when King County was merged with the Metropolitan Municipality of King County, which dramatically increased the scope of what types of services were done by the county government. So moving to the next slide, the report or the work product that is issued by the Charter Review Commission is a report to the County Council that contains the Commission's work and its recommendations to the Council of what items should be placed on the ballot. The Commission is intending to finalize their report by the end of the year. And once that report is finalized and sent to the County Council, the County Council in a public meeting has to decide what to do with each of the Commission's recommendations. The process that the commission has followed to date, the commission began meeting in August of 2018. It began its process by holding a number of town hall meetings, also an online town hall, and soliciting feedback from more than 100 community-based organizations. The commission then went through a prioritization process where it heard from elected officials, community organizations, and others through its committee process and the open meetings that it held each month. And the draft recommendations that we'll be getting into in just a moment are the work product from those meetings and have been published for the last month or so in anticipation of these public meetings. So the draft recommendations that are published are the last slide, and we'll leave this slide up throughout the public testimony period. I'll highlight that three of the items received very early support by the Charter Review Commission and were actually forwarded to the County Council in May of this year. And those are numbers 2, 7, and 8 related to the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, subpoena power, providing attorneys to families going through the inquest process, and a technical change related to making it slightly easier to effectuate affordable housing changes. So those were sent to the County Council in May. The additional recommendations that are part of the draft are changes to clarify and make more clear and easily understood the rules related to the initiative and referendum process. That's number one. Number three is a amendment that would clarify which roles within primarily the executive branch are exempt from the county's career service system. Number four would create a removal process in the cases of misfeasance, malfeasance, or a failure to abide by the oath of office for elected officials. Currently, the only removal process that is available is a recall election, which can be quite timely or quite time consuming and difficult to pursue. Number five is a recommendation that would return the county sheriff to an appointed position within the executive branch. Currently, the sheriff is an elected position. Number six would provide additional non-discrimination protections to family caregivers and honorably discharged veterans. And number nine are other technical changes that could be made to the charter that would primarily update grammatical and other changes to the charter, and those have kind of drug on over time and are being wrapped up into a technical amendment change. So, Commissioner Miller, that concludes my staff report. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? No? Okay. All right. Now we've reached the public comment portion of the agenda, and we have at least two that have signed up who we will call when we're ready to start. You should sign up when you came in, and I think the two that wanted to speak have done that. We'll read the names at a time when you can line up at the podium as your name is called. Each presented will be given 3 minutes to address the commission. We ask that you avoid personal attacks or discussions of candidates for office or measures already on the ballot, but in particular, I hope you will keep your testimony to one or more of our draft charter amendments. In other words, speak to the actual work that we're doing, which is working on charter amendments, and you've heard the sections that we're doing, and also thanks for dividing out the ones that we already sent to the county. With that, we can go start with the names.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first name I have on the list is Alex Zimmerman, followed by Lisa Agrault.
Zeke Heil, my dirty Komi-Nazi demo pig from Animal Farm, fascist, Gestapo, anti-Semite, and killer. My name is Alex Zimmerman, and I candidate for governor 2020. I want to speak about something what is I have for last 6 my election. Situation in Seattle go worse and worse every year. More and more fascism come. This fascism is very, very, very aggressive. Last election, what I have this year, District 5, they trespass me from all forum. So you cannot find me in internet or in TV. They take me out, so I cannot speak in my candidate. Year before, we have election for mayor, and I'm candidate too. So for example, Durkan and Moon have 150 forum, 150 forum, and I and another 20 people, what is candidate, have only 5, 6 It's a very interesting situation what is we have right now. This house they control, fascism control and in control. And I talking about this in all my six election and before many time, we need something stopping this. Because Democrats control everything in private organization who make a forum controlling by this. For example, they stop and make a public question by microphone, only by write something and send to them. So they choose what is question they want. It's a total control. It's a pure Nazi Gestapo principle. For many years, I ask open Berta room in City Hall one time per week, one day per week, you know what it means, for open public conversation and honest candidate forum, so everybody can be equal. This never happened. They don't want doing this because their goal is controlling. It is go bigger and bigger and bigger. Is this exactly what's happened? So you supposed to be something doing about this. You know what this means? Because we all supposed to be equal under Constitution in exactly we, like candidate. It's never happened. This a principle what is I call a Gestapo Nazi principle. Is this exactly what is we need to stop it? And I again ask you, this can be simple. We need to establish a policy, better room in City Hall in Seattle or another room, so everybody, candidate and people, one day per week can come and talk. And this make us everybody equal. Is this mean stopping this democratic mafia who control us? It's very simple. And I talking about this 100 times for the last 10 years. Nothing happened. Nobody supports this. Maybe you start support this. So stand up, America. Stop in Seattle fascism because destroy everything, include state.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Lisa, your turn. I'm sorry if I had mispronounced your last name.
You did fine. Aro is how I say it. Thank you, commissioners. My name is Lisa Aro, and I come as an individual and also as the chair of Fair Vote Washington, a nonprofit here in Washington. We have about 5,000 members at this point, growing quickly, and we are in support, and I am speaking to you briefly in support of ranked choice voting. I recognize that this is not one of the amendments. I will keep it brief. I was delighted to read your issue paper that you have, and I see that you have worked on this topic, and I have every confidence that you all will have plenty of opportunity to encounter it in the future, because it is a reform that is doing well in the jurisdictions around this country that are using it. About 20 major cities now, about 5 million Americans are using it. And just last night, the New York Times editorial board saw fit to endorse the Charter Review Commission of New York City's recommendation that New York City adopt ranked choice voting, and the voters will be deciding on that in November. This November, it'll be an election to watch. I just simply want to underscore why there are so many people interested in ranked choice voting. Again, I know you've studied it. I'm not going to dwell and go into the weeds on the benefits. But it is many, those of us who are advocating for this reform see it as a keystone reform, something that has a simple and common sense proven reform that does not require constitutional amendments. It would be something we could affect here in Washington State with legislation that has the power to address many of the challenges that we're facing in our democracy today, such as low voter turnout, low voter engagement, partisan gridlock, elected races that are not competitive, where incumbents are just routinely returned to office. And these are, and let me just add negative campaigning. And negative campaigning, as we know, can be a real turnoff to voters. Ranked choice voting not only gives voters more power, more choices in the ballot box, more power in their voice, essentially is stronger when they have a chance to fill out a ranked choice ballot. But we see in cities and jurisdictions that are using it, we see more women and people of color running and winning elections that are using ranked choice voting, such as in Minneapolis, Santa Fe, Oakland, California, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and so on, about 20 major cities. And one of my favorite benefits, as we speak to voters around our state, people love it that ranked choice voting diminishes the incentive to use negative campaigning. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I did bring copies of the editorial from the New York Times just last night, so I will leave these for
great.
You.
Great.
Thank you.
Put that in the record.
And that concludes who we have signed up, Madam Chair.
Okay, and I did not see anyone else come in. So I'm going to do concluding remarks then. I want to thank those that came out to today's meeting. Public comment is integral to our work, and we have done as a commission, we look forward to working with you on many in the future. It's the testimony that we get at these hearings will be incorporated into our discussions as we work to finish up the work of what we're going to send to the county council. Just as a reminder, the commission will be at Federal Way City Hall tomorrow night and at the County Council Chambers in Seattle on the evening of October 23rd. And for any who might want to tell their friends, the one thing about going to the courthouse is you have to go to the 3rd Street entrance, and there will be security guards there. And then you can go to the 10th floor where the council chambers are, and that's where the meeting. 3rd Avenue, right. Instead of street, you're right, 3rd Avenue. So just if you want anybody else is interested in, they can only make that particular event, which is on the 23rd of October. So without any further ado, good night.